Newly discovered genetic eye disease triggers night blindness and tunnel vision. Mega Doctor News, by Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania. Newswise, Philadelphia. Scientists identified a new vision condition linked to a gene already connected to a different vision loss disease. While the previously identified disease causes loss of central vision, the new condition affects peripheral and night vision. The two different conditions are caused by two different variants in the same gene, according to an international team of scientists that included researchers from the Shi Eye Institute of the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania. No name has been formally given for the newly discovered condition, but the researchers are referring to it as EFEMP1. Associated late-onset retinal degeneration, LORD. It occurs due to the PARG140TRP variant in the EFEMP1 gene, which causes abnormally thick material to build up between the eye's cells. The work began with a clinical description of a United States family in 1998, which then expanded to multiple European families based on the newly discovered genetic information. The work was published in JAMA Ophthalmology. The different disease expression in this family was thought to be similar to a condition caused by C1QTNF5 gene variants. However, none of the variants associated with that disease were found, said Artur V. Sidesian, Ph.D., a researcher of ophthalmology and co-director of the Center for Hereditary Retinal Degenerations. Our collaborators then discovered a new variant in the EFEMP1 gene that normally causes a different disease where the macula, which is tied to central vision, is affected first. Families reveal a distinct pattern of vision loss. Three unrelated families in different countries that happen to share the PARG140TRP variant were studied and compared to a different family with the PARG345TRP variant in the EFEMP1 gene, which caused the already known condition affecting central vision. In addition to Penn Medicine's team, researchers from the University of Edinburgh, the University of Basel, the Charles University, and the University of Bonn contributed to the research. They discovered that the newly discovered disease starts slowly in the periphery of the retina, which sits at the back of the eye and converts light into signals for the brain to interpret as sight. People can have good vision for most of their life, but eventually begin to lose peripheral vision and have trouble seeing in low-light conditions, such as dusk or nighttime. This slow decline and a lack of initial damage to the eye's rod cells, a variety of photoreceptors that specialize in low-light vision, makes LORD difficult to catch. But the slow recovery of vision when transitioning from lighted to low-light conditions is a useful clue for pinpointing the condition. We can detect a major abnormality in the way rod photoreceptors recover in darkness with retinas that still look structurally intact, Sidesian said. This gives us a functional marker of disease at a stage when photoreceptor cells have not yet been lost. Researchers wish to investigate how widely the variant occurs. Currently, the researchers are unsure how widespread the variant is and, thus, how many people might have this form of LORD. Though they think it might be relatively rare, larger studies will have to be done to determine that. But the discovery of the new gene variant for LORD will help broaden understanding of sight conditions that come with age. Aging is a risk factor for many medical conditions, including retinal diseases such as age-related macular degeneration, the most common retinal condition of aging, said Tomas S. Aleman, MD, a professor of ophthalmology and the other co-director of the Center for Hereditary Retinal Degenerations. Lessons learned from these infrequent, late-onset genetic eye diseases offer glimpses at possible mechanisms of disease for much more frequent retinal problems. This study was supported by grants from the University of Edinburgh Chancellor's Fellowship Award, R.S. MacDonald Charitable Trust Seedcorn Award, the Bright Focus Foundation, M2024009N, the German Research Foundation, 532,367,710, the Medical Research Council, MC_UU_00035-9, MC_UU_00007-10, the Swiss National Science Foundation, 204,285, the Ministry of Health of the Czech Republic, NW24060083, Charles University in Prague, UNCE, 24, Med. 022 and SVV 2,600,631, and the Samuel G. Jacobson, MD, PhD, Memorial Fund. # Penn Medicine is one of the world's leading academic medical centers, dedicated to the related missions of medical education, biomedical research, excellence in patient care, and community service. The organization consists of the University of Pennsylvania Health System and Penn's Raymond and Ruth Perelman School of Medicine, founded in 1765 as the nation's first medical school. The Perelman School of Medicine is consistently among the nation's top recipients of funding from the National Institutes of Health, with more than $588 million awarded in the 2024 fiscal year. Home to a proud history of firsts, Penn Medicine teams have pioneered discoveries that have shaped modern medicine, including CAR T-cell therapy for cancer and the Nobel Prize-winning mRNA technology used in COVID-19 vaccines. The University of Pennsylvania Health System cares for patients in facilities and their homes stretching from the Susquehanna River in Pennsylvania to the New Jersey shore. UPHS facilities include the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania, Penn Presbyterian Medical Center, Chester County Hospital, Doylestown Health, Lancaster General Health, Princeton Health, and Pennsylvania Hospital, the nation's first hospital, chartered in 1751. Additional facilities and enterprises include Penn Medicine at Home, GSPP Rehabilitation, Lancaster Behavioral Health Hospital, and Princeton House Behavioral Health, among others. Penn Medicine is a $13.7 billion enterprise powered by more than 50,000 talented faculty and staff.